Have you ever considered becoming a pastor or a deaconess? Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, invites you to prayerfully consider a weekend event where you attend classes, talk with students and faculty, and worship at Kramer Chapel. Prayerfully Consider is October 10th through the 12th on the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary. For more information, call 1-800-481-2155 or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu. As promised, the time has come to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. This is a simple game we came up with years ago. To be quite honest with you, it's just a way of kind of reviewing and giving you a little peek into what we've been doing this week on Issues Etc. We'll take a soundbite from the best soundbites we can find from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We'll play them for you. You listen, and then you get to pick which one is the best. For your own reasons. You may like it, you may dislike it, you may think that it's remarkable for any number of reasons. Your reasons are your own. We'd like to hear them and where you're listening, but the important thing is that you listen and then you vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. That's our call-in number, and phone call voters get to go first. You can send us your vote via email. We'll get that right here in real time as well. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, when you vote via email, the Facebook page, or Twitter, make sure you include your reason for voting for the soundbite you're voting for and your city and your state. We'd like to know where you're listening. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from our interview with atheist P.Z. Myers. Here he is opining on the existence, or we should say probably the non-existence, of Jesus.
There is no contemporary evidence for a specific guy named Jesus who was doing miracles. I would say that he is a composite character made from a number of wandering priests in that area a couple thousand years ago. There is nothing in the contemporary data that says that this particular person existed. There are no accounts at all of a Jesus contemporaneous with his lifetime. The construction of Jesus was very similar to the construction of Robin Hood. What this person reflected was the wishes and desires of the people of the time. And I'm sure that what they were doing is not treating it as a lie, but telling each other that this is something that gives me hope, this is a story I like, or that I heard secondhand and I'm just going to exaggerate a little bit, or I'm going to pad it out with these other stories that I heard elsewhere, but they were all stories that made me feel like a better person.
All right, now that might be a soundbite you want to vote for because you disagree with it, or you think it's so remarkable to hear someone say such things that you want to hear it again. If you do, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's our second soundbite for your consideration. It comes from Pastor Stephen Parks. We're doing a series on Christianity 101, and he had these thoughts on the results of what he called Rome-a-phobia.
You know, Luther had this story that he often told of two brothers that are walking through a forest, and they're set upon by a bear. And one of the brothers, wanting to protect the other, closes his eyes, pulls his sword, and swings as hard as he can. And when he opens his eyes, the bear is just fine, but he's decapitated his brother. Well, in a sense, that's what Romophobia does. You're swinging your sword so hard at Rome that you're actually doing injury to your brother. And in trying to avoid the errors of Roman Catholicism, to go so far as to say that the Lord's Supper is only a symbol, as actually taking away a huge blessing to brothers and sisters in Christ who look to the supper, where Jesus invites them to look, to receive his body and blood for the forgiveness of sins.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Call and vote 1-877-623-6943. By the way, the best vote on this Friday afternoon gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues T-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper, sticker, and notepad to the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Here's soundbite number 3. It comes from our previous guest, Pastor Charles St. Ange, doing a series with him on Christianity and science, answering, as a former scientist and engineer, is evolution science or just storytelling?
I was raised as an evolutionist, and all of the science that I ever studied through my undergraduate years was always from an evolutionist perspective, and evolution broadly understood meaning that the universe itself came from some unexplainable singularity and evolved into everything we see now, and life itself started from no life and then evolved into all the complexity that we see on Earth. So I came from that perspective. But the more I advanced I was in science, and the more I studied it, and the more I asked questions, the more I kept running into this idea of storytelling. Michael Behe wrote a couple of good books on evolution and questioning some of the premises. One of them was Darwin's Black Box. And in that book, he came to the same frustration that as he got through his PhD program in biochemistry, he realized that a lot of these stories, these scientific-y stories, had nothing to do with what we observe now or the laws that we have now, but rather these sort of projections of what might have happened was just storytelling. And he at one point in one of his books says, you know, don't give me this business of A becomes B, B becomes C, C becomes D that evolutionists like to talk about. Tell me what A is biochemically, and tell me how it becomes B biochemically. Then I'm interested. But there's a lot of what we used to call in engineering school hand-waving that goes around that passes for science, but it's really philosophy. It's not science.
That's soundbite number 3. Pastor Charles St. Ange, is evolution science or just storytelling? If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, you got to call and vote 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Now, get ready to vote, because this is our last soundbite for you to consider, soundbite number 4. Pastor Sean Denzer answering the question in that famous story of Jesus healing the 10 lepers, why did the one leper return to Jesus?
He's coming back for more. He sees in Jesus everything he needs, and he's almost, you know, not satisfied with just a healing. He's coming back for more, but Jesus loves that. This text is also for Thanksgiving, and I just think of, you know, you go to your grandmother's house, and you could say thank you all day. She'd never let you help with the dishes or pay her back for anything. But the thing that would really make her most happy is if you'd just take a little more of that green bean casserole. And in the same thing, the highest worship is receiving the gifts that Jesus gives, and that's what faith does, and that's what faith is, and that's exactly what this guy's coming back for, more of Jesus.
All right, those are your 4 sound bites. Soundbite number 1, atheist P.Z. Myers on the non-existence of Jesus. Soundbite number 2, Pastor Stephen Parks on the results of Romophobia. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Charles St. Ange answering the question, is evolution science or just storytelling? Or soundbite number 4, Pastor Sean Denzer, why did the one leper return to Jesus? Which one should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Your vote decides. 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to call. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Have you ever considered becoming a pastor or a deaconess? Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, invites you to prayerfully consider a weekend event where you attend classes, talk with students and faculty, and worship at Kramer Chapel. Prayerfully Consider is October 10th through the 12th on the campus of Concordia Theological Seminary. For more information, call 1-800-481-2155 or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu.
Here are 2 new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc And you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at IssuesETC. Social networking for the thinking Christian, Facebook.com/IssuesETC, and on Twitter at IssuesETC. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, Facebook.com/IssuesETC, and on Twitter at IssuesETC.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 6th of September. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc., the last 10 minutes devoted entirely to your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The lineup this week, atheist P.Z. Myers on the non-existence of Jesus. That's soundbite number one. Pastor Stephen Parks on the result of Romophobia, as he calls it. Soundbite number two. Then there's soundbite number three, Pastor Charles St. Ange answering the question, is evolution science or storytelling? And then there's soundbite number four, Pastor Sean Denzer, why did the one leper return to Jesus in the famous story of Jesus healing the 10 lepers? You've heard the soundbites. Now it's time to vote. 1-877-623-6943. The listener with the best vote gets the LPR bundle package. And I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. You can also vote via email. Just send it to us right here in the studio. talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote via the Twitter, as they say, at IssuesETC, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. facebook.com/IssuesETC. Up first in Arlington Heights, Illinois, Millie is on the line. Hi, Millie.
Hi. I just have to vote for number three, and I'll tell you why. When I went to high school, I'm an old lady, and in the state of Florida, they did not permit the teaching of evolution. So when I asked my biology teacher in my senior year at high school, what is evolution? She said, I'm sorry, I can't tell you. Now, I thought that was wrong. I think, though, that today in the school, they teach evolution as a fact. And that is certainly wrong. And so I vote for this number three. That should be as a subject. People should know what it is, but know how bad it is.
Millie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Let's see what Scott has to say in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm going to vote for soundbite number one, the let the horse speak soundbite. I would like to know what sort of contemporary evidence P.Z. Myers would find compelling for the existence of a real person named Jesus. I would also like to know 2,000 years from now what kind of evidence would compel one to believe that an atheist named P.Z. Myers existed in 2013. I'm a month behind in my podcast listening, so I'm looking forward to, I think it's John Warwick Montgomery putting him in his place.
Yeah, and also listen for the Scott Klusendorf interview the next day on the particular things he had to say about the unborn and abortion. Scott, thank you very much, smartest listeners in radio, as we often say. Everybody can listen to that P.Z. Myers interview and our response from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery and Scott Klusendorf at our Issues Etc. webpage, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Scroll around. You'll find all those interviews. Chris is listening in St. Peter's, Missouri. Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for, Chris, and why?
I'm voting for number one because it was so clear that he was didn't know what he was talking about. And Josephus, who was no friend of Jesus or Christianity, clearly talked about Jesus.
Thank you very much, and thanks for listening there in St. Peter's, Missouri. What about the rest of you? Still plenty of time to vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote, and please include your city and state. Talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Jim has a vote. He's listening in Seattle. He says he votes for soundbite number one, P.Z. Meyer, on the non-existence of Jesus. He writes this: I'm amazed by the fact that he can apply the scientific method by carefully selecting the data to include so that he can improve his personal hypothesis. This is the same science that resulted in determining that vaccines caused autism, global warming, and other modern scientific myths. It's the same method that the news media reports as news, throw away information that is inconvenient, and include information that proves our point, whether real or imagined. Yeah, I think you're right, Jim, in assessing P.Z. Meyer's reasoning there, that he excludes, he makes his point by excluding all the evidence, not by actually dealing with it. Jim, thanks for listening in Seattle. Via the Twitter, Kurt is listening in Edgerton, Ohio. He's voting for Pastor Charles St. Ange. Evolution has invaded life and complains that Christians aren't scientific. Neither is evolution, says Kurt. Thanks for listening in Ohio. Mark listens in Kearney, Nebraska. He says, I'm voting for soundbite number one, the quote from P.Z. Myers. When I listened to Dr. Myers, his views on children struck me as very strange. In one part of the interview, he stated that a fetus is not a human being, nor is a newborn baby a person. But then later in the interview, he recounts how much he loves his own children and how much he cherishes them when they were newborn babies, and that he would give his very life for them. Two views seem to be in conflict. He applies very Christian principles to his own children while dismissing all the other babies as mere tissue and subhuman. You're quite right there. Thanks for listening in Nebraska. Matt listens in New Jersey. He's voting for soundbite number one as well. He claims that there is no contemporary evidence for a specific guy named Jesus, dismissing, of course, what you would find in the writings of Josephus, Tacitus, Eusebius, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, and the writer to the Hebrews. What evidence does he need? Videotape? Asks Matt in New Jersey. Funny listeners, too. I got people laughing there in the control room. By this kind of skepticism, we can't say that anyone existed in the ancient world. Quite right. Good thinking. Matt, thanks for listening in New Jersey. Nathan listens in Vancouver, Washington. He says, I vote for number three, Charles St. Ange's evolution science or storytelling, because it discerns so well the difference between science and stories in a time when they are popularly are painted with the same brush. Nathan, thanks for listening there in Vancouver. Another Nathan in Minneapolis says, P.Z. Myers for sure, that's soundbite number one. Didn't he also say something about no serious theologian believing Jesus existed or something like that elsewhere in the interview? You really should include that part two. That one was a real howler. Thanks again for doing soundbite of the week. Thanks for listening in Minneapolis, Nathan. Still plenty of time for your votes. Live this Friday afternoon, September the 6th. We're picking soundbite of the week, but your votes determine which one it will be. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. The new Issues Etc. journal is out on the subject of science. I'm no scientist, but I do know how to read the first two chapters of the book of Genesis in a plain and literal sense, and it's bugged me for a long time that not the evolutionists, but the old earth creationists, the ones that want to build a halfway house between a six-day creation and the theories of evolution in a 14 billion year old universe, they still want to hang on to those first two chapters. Why, I ask, and I ask some other questions of old Earth creationists in the latest Issues Etc. journal. You can subscribe absolutely free at our website, issuesetc.org. Look for the big red button that says subscribe to the journal. Click on that, enter your email address, and absolutely free, the Issues Etc. will be mailed, the Issues Etc. journal will be mailed out to you. There's also an article in there from David Ramirez, who started out in liberal Lutheranism and made the journey reluctantly, kicking and screaming, to confessional Lutheranism. You'll read his story in the Issues Etc. journal. Issuesetc.org. Look for the big red button and subscribe to the Issues Etc. journal. Debbie in San Jose, California has this vote. She said, I had the most visceral reaction to soundbite number one, P.Z. Myers. How did this doctor or biology know so much about the history of Jesus? However, I picked soundbite number four. Why did one leper return to Jesus? He returned because he wanted more of Jesus. That truly says it all. Nathan listens in Iowa. He says, soundbite number three, Pastor Charles St. Ange, evolution is philosophy, not science. Spot on. That means our winner this week is soundbite number one, atheist P.Z. Myers on the non-existence of Jesus.
There is no contemporary evidence for a specific guy named Jesus who was doing miracles. I would say that he is a composite character made from a number of wandering priests in that area a couple thousand years ago. There is nothing in the contemporary data that says that this particular person existed. There are no accounts at all of a Jesus contemporaneous with his lifetime. The construction of Jesus was very similar to the construction of Robin Hood. What this person reflected was the wishes and desires of the people of the time. And I'm sure that what they were doing is not treating it as a lie, but telling each other that this is something that gives me hope, this is a story I like, or that I heard secondhand and I'm just going to exaggerate a little bit, or I'm going to pad it out with these other stories that I heard elsewhere. But they were all stories that made me feel like a better person.
That's your pick for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday, September the 6th. P.Z. Myers on the non-existence of Jesus. Matt in New Jersey, you get the LPR bundle package. You made everybody laugh. Very smart. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Folks, you've heard some of the highlights from Issues Etc. this week. Now let's review what we've covered just today. We talked about recent comments by Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd on homosexuality, got Dr. Robert Gagnon to respond. Eric Andre joined us to talk about that hero of the time of the Holocaust, Raoul Wallenberg. Shane Rosenthal joined us to talk about secularism. Bobby Ross was evaluating media coverage of religion stories. We even did a little football with a Hall of Fame cornerback, Roger Worley. Charles St. Ange continued our series on Christianity and science. And we played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, all in one day of Issues Etc. Now, if you appreciate the breadth of topics that we discuss, please consider making a tax-deductible donation to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. You can make a gift by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. Send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address again, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online donation at our website, issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us during the summer months. They're difficult, but we always get through them. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk to Pastor Tom Baker about the legendary wisdom of Solomon. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. If you designate your Thrivent Choice dollars to Issues Etc. online before October 31st, Thrivent will designate an additional $25 to Issues Etc. For more information on how you can designate funds to Lutheran Public Radio and give an additional $25 to LPR, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page at issuesetc.org.